Hello once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. A new exhibit has opened at the Museum of Christmas History at the North Pole, celebrating the 200th anniversary of the famous Christmas poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," or, as it is otherwise known, A Visit from St. Nicholas. Joining us from the museum is our man about town, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, why is it called A Visit from St. Nicholas?
We talked a little bit about this on St. Nicholas Day a week or so ago, Frank. Back in those days, some people believed Santa and St. Nicholas were the same person. Of course, these days we know differently, but it sure is kind of neat to see how they thought of Santa 200 years ago.
What kinds of things are on display there, Crash?
Well, they have old newspapers the poem appeared in during the 19th century, Frank. They also have decorations from the time period, as well as examples of gifts given to little boys and little girls of that time by Santa. One of the biggest traditions of that time is something that just makes me smile, Frank.
What tradition is that, Crash?
Children in the 19th century, no matter where they were in the world, used to use actual stockings to hang up for Santa to put gifts in. There were no store-bought stockings in those days, so they would try to find the biggest stocking they could and hang it up with their name on it. Of course, usually the father in a home had the biggest feet and thus the biggest stocking. I found a few stories in these old newspapers of fathers who got cold feet every Christmas Eve because all their socks were hung up by the children.
Well, that's a great insight into Christmas from that time, but it sounds like things were in many ways the same in anticipating Santa back in those days.
Yeah, I agree, Frank. I think this is why even today Santa encourages that children and families everywhere continue to read "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" every Christmas Eve. It's magical, and it's now been around for centuries.
Well, I read it every Christmas Eve, Crash. It wouldn't be Christmas and anticipating Santa for me without it. We remind you that the poem is widely available online, including on our website at santaupdate.com, and it's in books and newspapers still, everywhere you go. Excellent report. We thank you, Crash. From the North Pole, for North Pole Radio News, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.